In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you, who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Shalom, everyone. Receive the peace of our Lord. I am so pleased and excited to present this episode, which is coming to you from Sacramento. We are in Sacramento preparing for the 35th annual youth conference of the United States and Canada, Northern America, I think. This episode is a special one, a different one. You're not going to only hear my voice, my monotonous voice, but I have an amazing guest with me, my beloved brother, who I have a lot of respect for, who is a member of the NEC National Executive Committee, and is a deacon at the Mariosa Parish in Gilbert, Arizona. He is Shamasha, or Deacon Andrew Aziz. Welcome, Shamasha.
Rabbi, thank you for the kind welcome. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you, to join you all today. Again, like you mentioned, the 35th annual conference, and then also to be part of this live podcast that we are doing. So,
thank you. Let's talk a little bit about this year's conference, very brief, and then we'll get into our topic. Our topic is going to be about the last year's conference, and the theme was being rooted. Be rooted. John chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. This year is not of the world.
Not of this world, yes.
Not of this world. This program is being recorded on Thursday, and we see many of the youth now are arriving at the hotel. We are at the hotel in Sacramento. We won't give you the address. Oh, but then it will be over by... No, Monday. The conference will be still going on Monday. We don't want them showing up.
Right? Yeah, last minute.
But again, we're excited being members of the NEC, and kudos, you know, all glory to God, but a very, very heartfelt gratitude and thank you to the Diocese of California Youth under the presidency, President Joey Hermes, Yosip Hormos, and his team have done an amazing job at organizing it, and now they're executing all the organization. So, and I'm sure we have a lot of confidence in all our youth all over the United States and Canada. They do an amazing job. And we're excited, and we're going to have an amazing few days growing in the Holy Scriptures, growing in the teachings of the Church, the doctrine of the Church, the teachings of the Holy Fathers, the saints of the Church, and most importantly, as I said, the Scriptures and liturgy as well. We have many presenters who will speak about the theme itself, and hopefully we may do another episode and get feedback on that. But let's get straight into it, Shamasha. You were one of the presenters last year, is that correct?
Yeah.
What aspect of the theme were you covering in your speech?
So last year I spoke about the Christ-centered relationships with regards to being rooted. So we know that be rooted, we talk about being rooted with Christ, as Christ is the vine and we are the branches. Mm-hmm. And I took the segment or the portion of our relationships and how we center them, or how we're attached to Christ through our relationships, how Christ should play a vital role in our lives, how we approach our relationships, whether they're our home relationships, family, friends, work relationships, all of our relationships. And how those are implemented, how we implement Christ mm-hmm. in those relationships.
And what were some of the scriptural verses that you
We began with the conference theme, or the conference verse, which is John chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. And it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. And so this was the main theme that we discussed during the conference. And the main thing that we took is that life flows from the vine to the branches. And we have that image where Christ goes out and he sees the fig tree and it's mm-hmm. withered mm-hmm. and it has given no fruit.
Yeah.
And right away he condemns it. He says that this tree will bear no more fruit. Mm-hmm. And so every aspect of our life bears fruit. And we wanted to discuss, what does bearing fruit look like in a spiritual relationship with somebody? Mm-hmm. Somebody that's in a relationship, they're engaged to be married. What is that supposed to look like? And so we talk about the fruit of the Spirit when we're connected with Christ. What are we looking to look like? What kind of image are we trying to give off of? And the first thing that I really like to go and look at is Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23, and I'll read that if that's okay for you, Robbie.
Sure.
It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law.
And Jesus possessed each and every one of those perfectly.
I mean.
Perfectly. So in order for us to produce them, we need to be rooted into
exactly.
the vine, which is Jesus Christ.
And then I think the next thing is well, how do we become rooted? Mm-hmm. How are we abiding in Christ?
Yes.
And
you know, I mean, when you ask that question, if we you know, put that question out there and say, you know, think about it, guys, and do that. Here we go. Stop vacuuming. Stop washing dishes. Pull over to one side. Think about it. How are we rooted in Christ? Off the bat, scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Aim into that. You know, scriptures are the ultimate authority of the church. The canons are built upon the Holy Scriptures, yeah. which have been canonized by the church. By the way, you know, I like these offside notes. The church came before the Scriptures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the church canonized the Holy Scriptures.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean Scriptures. And in Scriptures, then we'll go to praying, fasting, charity, you know,
almsgiving. Deeds,
yeah.
Good deeds.
But there's one very, very important verse where Jesus expands on the analogy of the vine and the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in John chapter 6, verses 35, I believe it is. Jesus, now, I always have to, Jesus, when you read Jesus said, period, not negotiable, not even, you know, you can't have debates on this. Especially when Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, it's not only the two words Jesus loved using a lot. It means not negotiable. This is not for you to choose whether you like or not. This is a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read in the Holy Scriptures, Jesus said, you stop and you say, I need to listen to this.
Extra carefully.
Extra carefully, you know, intently.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to begin to obey and put this in my life. So when Jesus says, that means it's not for, you know, this is not Peter saying, this is not John saying, this is not one of the church fathers or the saints or one of the prelates or a priest. This is Jesus, Lord God incarnate, praise be to his name. Mm-hmm. Now listen to what he says. I am the living God. This is the Aramaic version. This mm-hmm. is the Peshitta version translated into English, and I like this version. Now, see, there was a debate. Now, the Jews were arguing with one another, this is verse 52, John chapter 6, and saying, how can this man give us his body to eat? And Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, or in the Peshitta version, amen. That means yes. You know, when I say something to you and you say, Rabbi, you mean to say da-da-da, and I'll say, yes, yes, I am. That's what I want you to, you know, acknowledge and pick up. Jesus is saying, yes, yes, I am telling you, lecha, it's translated, timeless truth I speak to you, unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. But whoever eats of my body and drinks of my blood, here it is, has eternal life, and I shall raise him up at the last day. Whoever eats, verse 56, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood abides or remains, abides. So we're talking about being rooted, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the church understands, and the fathers, that this is the pinnacle of abiding in Jesus Christ, is that you eat the body of Jesus. And where did we see the body? When Jesus picked up the bread and said, "This is my body." So unless those who eat of it and drink of my blood abide in me and I abide in them. See, there's that, I always say, Shamash, I think we've spoken about this, that intimate, spiritual, spiritual, not physical, intimate spiritual relationship between Jesus, the heavenly bridegroom, and the church being his bride. That intimate relationship, which is the Holy Eucharist, which is the most important. That's why we say, come to church. You need to come and have this relationship with your heavenly bridegroom. And you need to be abiding in Jesus Christ. Yes, praying, almsgiving, and fasting.
Scripture.
And, yeah, exactly. And but it all points to one thing. It brings you to that Sunday, that moment when you approach the holy mysteries and partake in the body and blood of Christ. We celebrate, we rejoice, we enjoy, we have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's an offering, it's a thanksgiving. And if we're void of that, if we lack that in our spiritual lives, if we lack the Eucharist in our spiritual lives, then, and this was what one of the things that I spoke on last year was, if we lack that spiritual relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. we cannot expect to have Christ-centered relationships in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful that this year we talk about not of this world, because it kind of it culminates last year's theme as well. Mm-hmm. Both of them really have a lot to do with each other. It's the same chapter of John chapter 15, but like you mentioned with the Eucharist, everything that we talk about, scripture, prayer, fasting, it all culminates in the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. And if we lack that in our spiritual lives, we really cannot implement spirituality. We cannot implement Christ in all other aspects of our life. If we don't have Christ, if we're not taking his body and drinking his blood, how do we expect to be images of Christ, representatives of Christ in all other aspects of our life?
It becomes tangible. Mm-hmm. You know, Shamasha, we actually hold Jesus in our hands. You know, one of the fathers, I think it's Marsori Shu, don't quote me, you know, the manner in which we are to receive the Eucharist. You know, sometimes we see these people come up and, "Hi, Ravi, how are you?" with a big smile on their faces and two of the top buttons of their shirts undone, and they grab the Eucharist and they throw it in their mouth. And I say this literally, I've seen this. And that's why one of the fathers says, when you approach it, you approach in fear and trembling, because right at that moment, the angels are in fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. And you are to prostrate and consume the body from the palm of your hand.
And kiss.
And kiss.
Kiss the body, yeah.
Yes, and kiss the body, and you are to prostrate. And why? Because it is as though the shepherd, whom the priest is an icon of, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Well, that's another topic, is taking the sheep out to a pasture to graze. And, you know, sheep, and I always say, sheep don't pick up grass and put in their mouth. They're constantly with their heads bowed, they're grazing. It's that honor, that reverence, that we prostrate and consume the body. And when we do, we obviously approach the Eucharist, the cup as well. It becomes tangible. That's why it's a sacrament. I'd like to, define it. It's an outward expression of an inward divine work. You know, how did that body become, how did that bread become body? Well, that's the sacrament.
That's the mystery.
It's a mystery, and we're touching that, you know. So you know, not writing off or belittling the scriptures, and these are all from the scriptures, but, mm-hmm. you know, and I always say, what's the use, what is the purpose of me reading these scriptures and then coming to this verse? This was my session. You know, you can read the entire Bible cover to cover. Some take pride. I've read it three times, cover to cover. And I always say, well, do you partake in the Eucharist? Oh, I don't think so. Well, I'm sorry, you haven't gained much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've read a lot, but you haven't understood. You know, it all, because, again, the pinnacle of our faith is that time when we come to truly abide in Jesus Christ. And through the mysteries of the Holy Eucharist.
And there's one thing I wanted to mention too, Rabbi. I've heard you mention this a few times.
You listen to when I speak?
Of course, I try to at least. there's people that will say it's a symbol. It's symbolic, but it's not symbolic. Like you said earlier, he said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Mm-hmm. Take this cup, drink. This is my blood, mm-hmm. That was shed for the new covenant. But
Can I share the verse?
Yes, yes, go ahead.
"For my body is indeed food." Mm-hmm. You know, some will say eating entails believing. No, believing is believing. Eating is eating. When Jesus says, he who does not believe and is baptized, you know, or when he says, just believe. So if he wanted to indicate faith, he would have said the same thing. He who does not believe in my body. He actually says, food, drink, and he picked up bread and he showed to his disciples and said, you know, let me paraphrase it, Chasli. You know, all this time I've been talking to you about the bread, here it is. Mm-hmm. This is now my body. And someone said to me, and I want to share, I was talking about this, and I said, the Holy Spirit descends on the hosts, the Holy Host, and, you know, mysteriously, spiritually, they change. Mm-hmm. Now, the Church of the East does not teach transubstantiation, but we teach it mysteriously and spiritually. It is indeed the presence of Jesus Christ. He said to me, oh, so you have the Holy Spirit and you're saying that you have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit comes down on the bread? I said, are you limiting the power and the, you know, the omnipresence of the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit? He understood. He goes, oh, no, I withdraw that, you know.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not a symbol. And, you know, something that irritates me, Shamasha, is when we symbolize everything. Now, I'm not saying there are many symbols, yeah. many metaphors, but the sacraments are not just a symbol. They are indeed real. We are truly being put to death in Christ in baptism,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritually, mysteriously. It's not just a symbol. So that's why sometimes, you know, these things are sort of devalued, if I may say, because we think they're symbols. No, they're not.
Amen, Rabbi. Let me share a few more verses that I put together for especially my topic last year and then for this podcast. So it's Psalm 1. It really comes to mind because the first three verses really talk about somebody that's blessed and that's utilizing the spiritual relationship. And I'll read these three verses for you. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the troublesome. But his will is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by streams of waters mm-hmm. that produces its fruit in its season, mm-hmm. and his leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody who's blessed because he's doing the right things mm-hmm. and not doing the bad things. So not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, not mm-hmm. standing in the way of the sinners, not mingling with mm-hmm. sinners. And then scripture talks about it. St. Paul talks about mm-hmm. it. But that last verse there in verse 3, like a tree planted by streams of waters. Mm-hmm. And that's the vine and the branches.
If we were to rearrange this, if I was permitted to rearrange this, yeah. and I dare not do, I would put that verse first, mm-hmm. planted by the stream of waters, which is the grace,
mm-hmm.
okay? And who is the grace of God? Is Jesus Christ, planted into Jesus. And then it gives the fruits, the fruits of the Spirit that you spoke about,
yeah.
only through Jesus Christ, and we need to be planted, rooted, meaning mm-hmm. have a firm stand in the faith, in the trust, in the perseverance, in the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Above all, his love, obviously, you know. So there it is. That's an amazing verse. It's talking about being planted or being rooted into the grace, which is Jesus Christ himself. Yeah.
And then another one is Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And here he says, this is Paul saying this. He says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So receiving Jesus Christ the Lord, walking in him and being rooted and built up, and like you said, being just having that faith. And when he says walking, Rabbi, I believe he means just living your life, daily life. Mm-hmm. When you're walking, people mm-hmm. say, you know, you're walking in this world. Every aspect of our lives should be rooted in Christ and having that faith, living, you know, daily. Day to day.
Let me praise God for the Peshitta version. Let me praise God.
Praise God. I mean,
therefore, look at the translation here. Therefore, just as you have received Jesus the Christ, so received him in faith, in baptism. In the Eucharist. It says, strengthening your roots, not be rooted.
Mm.
You've already received, you're rooted in Jesus Christ.
Now you're strengthening.
Strengthen it. See, the translations, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go on tangent. But
no, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I have
Ephesians chapter Ephesians 3, verse 17. It says, the Messiah, that is Christ, may dwell by faith in your heart by love when your root and your foundation shall be confirmed. See, he's talking about you've already been rooted. Mm-hmm. Confirm it and strengthen it.
Strengthen our roots.
And we spoke about how we can, you know, confirm and strengthen being rooted in Jesus Christ. Praise and glory be to his name.
Amen.
And I think the message is, yes, there are all the ways we spoke about, all the means that we can be, have a relationship. Having a relationship is different to being rooted in Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. It's that ultimate, binding in Jesus Christ that we have. And we see it that when we partake the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Mysteries. You know, I always give this analogy, and I think we can close off with this. If a husband and wife are married and they lack their intimacy, if the husband expresses his concern, or the wife, the church will ask questions. Why? Because one of your responsibilities, as St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, is to fulfill each other's desires. That's why you're married, right? So if a husband and wife are lacking in that intimacy, abiding in one another, well then, what about our relationship as church, the bride of Christ, with our heavenly bridegroom on a spiritual, and I always have to emphasize, on a spiritual, faith-based level? How can you say that you have a great relationship with Christ if you're not
spiritually intimate
by abiding in him through his holy body and blood?
Through the Eucharist, yeah. And I think it's very important that the youth, going back to the conference, I think with the youth and their activity, their strengthening their roots as mm-hmm. well, it's so important in today's day and age that the youth not only partake and participate in the youth conferences, but when they're at their own parishes, and the importance of utilizing and strengthening their roots at their parish level. It's so important that the youth partake in, and I'm talking about the youth because we're at the youth conference, mm-hmm. but I stress this to my own youth group and how important it is for them to partake in the Eucharist, mm-hmm. to be active in Scripture, to be active whenever we host prayer nights or worship nights, to come and to pray and to strengthen that faith. And if they ever have any questions, anything that comes up that they can utilize and they can always refer to Scripture to strengthen those roots, mm-hmm. because that's the foundation that they're building the rest of their lives on, mm-hmm. Their eternal life and their life in this world. And then I pray that this year's conference helps them utilize and discern between mm-hmm. not of this world mm-hmm. and what world they actually do belong to. So
one of the concluding prayers for the ferial Eucharistic service at Raza is, Jesus Christ, whom we honored, celebrated and worshiped through his holy mysteries, you know, honoring Christ, celebrating him and worshiping him, you know, that is a part of being that relationship rooted in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it was a successful conference too. The feedback we received, the surveys, and last year I think we had His Grace Marabras mm-hmm. from Erbil. And we had some other fellow parish priests who...
Bashani Kadimus was here. Kadimus,
yeah. And this year is, not of this world. We want to stress that this world is going to damnation. Mm-hmm. The Lord is going to return. You know, the Lord is returning. Last Sunday's gospel was, unless you repent. Again, this is not St. Paul, whom we call sexist and biased. And, you know, I've heard Paul being named homosexual and, you know, chasli. This is Jesus Christ, whom those live contrary to his commandments, but they still proclaim that they love Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ, praise be to his name, our God, our Lord, our Savior, warns us, unless we repent of the patterns of this world, we will not enter the kingdom of heaven. We will perish.
Yeah.
So I hope that the message is, and I'm sure that it will be given effectively, and I just hope that those who listen to it will take heed and live a life of obedience and repentance.
God willing.
Shamasha, thank you so much.
Thank
I know
you,
you're presenting
fun.
DC. I have a break, DC. The hosting page.
You've been so active for so long, and so people we've always been looking up to you. So this is an opportunity for you to sort of just watch and criticize,
just observe.
Yeah. Yes,
eagle eye. You know, glory be to Christ, because we are unworthy servants. And I do want to mention my brother Aziz Arabi Qashi Gwergiz Bitrashu. Are we going to have an episode with him? That's for the following Monday? Or what are you doing with this? Stephen, our producer's here. He's just shaking his head. We'll figure it out. But that's okay. I will be with Rabbi Qashi as well. I think we're going to do a live broadcast. I don't know. I'll leave it up to the producers. They command me. They say jump. I say how high. Mm-hmm. Only for the glory of God, I right? Mean. Not because of them, but for the glory of God. Thank you, Shamasha. God bless you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
We pray that you you enjoyed this episode spiritually, and that not only you know, being aware of what we discussed last year, but you go away and think about it and ponder on these words, every one of us, myself including, so that we are prepared for that amazing day when the Lord returns. And I want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful sir.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.